Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with University of Iowa graduate student Laura Michelson, who is organizing a community scan day for Kelowna and surrounding residents to digitize historical items on Saturday, April 21st. This is part one of a two-part interview. What are you doing on the community scan day?
So the first Kelowna Community Scan Day will be Saturday, April 21st, and it's an event for the public to be able to share some of their historic items with us. And so our focus is on family photos, school pictures, letters, and postcards that are connected to the Kelowna area. At this time, we're looking for things pre-1960. That's how we're calling historic for right now. But, you know, history is told through things that families have, and it's not just in books or in a museum even. And so that's what we're trying to capture with the scan day. The Kelowna project that I'm with, we are uploading items onto the Iowa Heritage Digital Collection. And items that we scan on the scan day will be added to that collection and help us tell Kelowna's story to the world online.
So for the scan day, the community scan day, will you be asking residents, can we put this on the digital archive?
Yep. Yeah. And so most of the scans we'll add to our digital collection, and with permission, they'll go online. If you have items that you'd like digitized for yourself, you're welcome to bring a USB. We still are asking for historic items at this time. We'll probably have a deed of gift like you have when you go to another archive if you're donating items. And if you wouldn't like it digitized online right now, we might ask that you put, this can go up in 5 years or 10 years and kind of have that staggered that way. But we're just looking for more photos in the community because we know that our collection doesn't have it all. And it really is family stories that help us tell who Kelowna is and share that with the future.
So if someone were coming wanting to digitize something that was post-1960, you wouldn't turn them away, but as far as the digital archive goes?
We wouldn't turn you away. We're preferring for this event, we would like historic photos that people are wanting to have online. If you do have other family items that you'd like to digitize, contact us and let us know, because we can set up something to do that on another day, possibly. But just give us a call, because we definitely have times open on the 21st as it is now, and we can set up whatever works for folks.
You mentioned the kinds of items, the documents and photos that you're looking for. Is there any type of document or photo that you think you've been lacking as far as when digitizing Kelowna's documents?
Yeah, that's a great question. I would say, well, one of our largest collections, and if you go on the Iowa Heritage Digital Collection, you can browse what Kelowna has on there. One of our largest subjects are school photos, which we have quite a few of, but we also have a lot of gaps where we'll have, you know, one family's photos that followed their generation through school, but then we might not have someone 5 years younger than them. And so school photos are great, especially if you still have a list or can identify who is in the photo. We're really looking for things that we can, it's helpful if we can identify when things are from, where they're from, and who's in the photos. And so I think that would be great. We were looking for everything. Documents like postcards and letters from the area are something that I would like to see building. We have some of that now, but not a lot. And so if you have, you know, postcards that your family sent in the area or received, we'd be really interested in that.
I wonder if you can kind of put a ballpark figure on how many images that have been stored from Kelowna on the state's archive.
I believe at this time there would be over 600 or 700 already online. Another subject too, which I just forgot with the last question, is we're expanding now to be Kelowna's surrounding area. And so Joetown and Frytown and other smaller communities that are a big part of what Kelowna is are now being included. And so if you have items from Joetown or Frytown, even though we keep saying Kelowna, we want your things too.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with University of Iowa graduate student Laura Michelson, who is organizing a community scan day for Kelowna and surrounding residents to digitize historical items on Saturday, April 21st. To make an appointment on the community scan day, call the Kelowna Public Library at 319-656-3501. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.